and Gail, obviously not the way we wanted to draw things up. That last play from Justine, she looks like she got, I mean, you got 1.8 seconds. It's a catch and shoot situation. Who you want, who is your primary option to get that shot for?
I mean, it was for Justine. You know, they switched out, and so kind of the next option was to go back to Cass or to Katie in the corner. But, you know, we just, you know, ultimately we didn't get quite enough stops, you know, in this game. And, you know, it's not the way we wanted to go down, but, we fought hard, so.
Fought hard, and it seemed like a lot of times it seemed like we got the stops and we missed a loose ball, or we kind of shot ourselves in the foot at times not holding on to loose balls. But you got to be proud of the effort from this team, like you said, and you got to be proud of where this team went from the first game of the season to finishing here in postseason.
Yeah, you know, we stayed together. We fought hard. You know, we grew and we learned a lot. You know, I don't like the fact that we go out this way, but, you know, ultimately it was a we played hard, you know, and hats off to Marshall. You know, they shot the ball very well here. You know, some of them we contested well, some of them not well enough. But, you know, hats off to them for playing a great game. I mean, you know, we didn't shoot it great, but we offensively rebounded like crazy. And, you know, that's how you know that even on a bad shooting day, you know, you're still really fighting for it. You're not just relaxing. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that we weren't able to convert more of those.
Talk about for a minute this senior class that you're sending out, sending them to the postseason, the first group since 2013 to go to the postseason. Just talk about this group of seniors.
Yeah, you know, they're great. You know, I wish that we could have them for another 4 years. You know, all three of them have brought so many things to our program, just in terms of the day-to-day professionalism, you know, of showing up every single day with the right mindset, the right attitude. You know, I can't say more about them as people, and, you know, I think you win with people. They've been a huge part of why we've taken steps forward, and I'm incredibly proud of them.
You'll lose those three, but you got some bright lights from this game. Cassidy Gould, double digits for fifth time in six games for this team with 16 points. Sarah Donovan killed it on the boards. Katie Turner is always a great playmaker. While it's a tough loss, a lot of good things to look forward to in the upcoming season.
Yeah, you know, we do. You know, I feel as though, you know, we had a chance to, you know, I'm just sad it's over for this group. You know, I think this group, you know, achieved a lot this year. But, you know, it's, I just wish we could keep coaching them.
Front rim of the Wildcat season. They've been a joy and a pleasure to watch, and we appreciate you coming over after every game and talking with us. And any final thoughts on this game or this season or anything you want to add before we let you get back to your team?
You know, just thank you to everybody that supported us this year. Thank you to you guys for doing the radio, coming with us on trips. You know, just to all the fan base here at Davidson, you've really supported our team, and, you know, it really means a lot to us. You know, we're going to have a banquet in April, you know, that, you know, we're working out some details, but it'll probably be open to the public, being able to pay a fee to be able to come and be a part of that. And, you know, we'd love to have, you know, as many Davidson fans in the house as we can, just, you know, continue to grow with us.
Right. Continue to come support this team in whatever ways you can. They're a great group of women on the court and off the court, role models for people in this community. And make sure to check out the Davidson Wildcat webpage for information on summer camps, for the banquet that Gail talked about, and information on exciting things to come for this Wildcat squad. Coach, I know a tough loss, not the way you wanted tonight to go, but thank you for coming out, and congrats on a good season.
All right, thanks so much, you guys.
That's Davidson coach Gail Coates, folks, on the post-game show. Those comments brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency.